Good morning, everybody. Believe it or not, it's 10:30, so we're going to get cranking today. It's good to have everybody fellowshipping and talking, but to keep things moving, we'll get started today. Hey, welcome to church today here at Resurrection Lutheran. For our members, friends, guests, acquaintances, or if you're just dropping by, we're glad to have you today. So welcome, welcome. Let me take a moment to call your attention to the back of the bulletin. We have quite a number of announcements today. First of all, I keep forgetting to mention fellowship. We do have fellowship today after service. There's a sign in the narthex on the left. If you'll just see that big arrow, you go downstairs and there's some refreshments. So I invite you to fellowship together after service today. So please join us for that. We've got we have a lot of different offerings coming up here on our schedule. Bible study on Tuesday. We've got Lenten service on Wednesday. And those of you that are on preschool and leadership, we've got meetings coming up, and I believe elders today after church. Elders are meeting, so if you're elders, please stick around after church. Hey, we've got some pictures from last Saturday. Some folks came out and we worked around the church, so thanks to those folks, and there are a few pictures there that show folks working. But if you missed out on that opportunity, we have others, and that's why there's an arrow drawn there. We need counters, so if you'd be willing to help out counting offerings. We also need preschool volunteers, so in case you didn't get a chance to help us clean up around the church, we've got some other volunteer opportunities available, and I'm sure we can always use folks in the choir, so there's a lot of different things out here that you'll be seeing coming open, so I would encourage you to get involved with those things. So, are there any other announcements regarding the church family that I either have missed or need to clarify today? Choir Thursday evening at 6, and maybe we'll need, is it 6? Okay, choir practice Thursday evenings at 6. Thanks to Diane for helping with that, and maybe we can add that to our list if need be scheduled. So if you like to make a joyful noise, come on out. Other announcements today. I always feel like I'm forgetting something. So, today our service order is in your bulletin exclusively, so you'll need that. All the hymns, everything will be there for you. So at this time, I invite you to quietly meditate as we listen to the prelude. the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
I invite the congregation to kneel, stand, or be seated. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated, children. This is our sermon time together. I invite you forward.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everybody today? Are you really good? Tired? Is that what you said? Bad. Oh, I'm sorry about that, Ayla. Maybe I can. Oh, you're good. Okay, Daisy. Thank you. Vivian's still sleepy because we lost an hour of sleep. Yes. Today we're going to talk about water. And it's probably appropriate because, you know, it's raining today. We got a lot of rain at our house. And we're going to, last night it was raining too? Okay. Well, I brought a whole bunch of things today. That's my question. What is this? It's a stick. That's right. It's a stick that's shaped like a Y. But do you know what people used to... Because this is part of what it was that
a different.
A different. Like that. Do you know that people could find water with a stick like this? Can you imagine that? You just kind of like walk around, and if there was water under the ground, The stick would go like this, and you'd be able to find water.
What?
Yeah, I know. Well, and then there's our Old Testament lesson today. This is a walking stick, you know, like you go like this, or it's a jack stick, one or the other. Anyway, and the God's people, they were so thirsty, and they were grumbling, and they were going, "Oh man, we have nothing to drink. We don't have any orange juice. We don't have any cocoa. All we really want is some water." That's right. Pella said, banged the walking stick on the rock, and fresh water came out. Was it bottled like this?
No.
No, but the people got something to drink. Well, we also have a story today about a lady who was sitting at the well. Do you know what a well looks like? Yes, Viv.
It has this thing, and for the bucket, you go up and down, and the bucket is attached to a rope, and there's water underneath the well, so if it goes under it, you want to go, like, under the water, then if you pick it up, there's water. I think that's, and it also has a roof and some sticks to hold it up, and some strong bricks around it.
Right. Right. But what's a well used for?
I think it gets water into our house.
That's right. That could very well be. Well, this is kind of a picture of a well back in Jesus' time. And there was a lady sitting next to it. And guess what she was doing? She had a pot. Can you want to hold this for a minute, Amos? Pella? Is it easy?
It's heavy.
Can I have it? You may. Well, but wonder if you had water in it.
I can hold it.
Okay, share it with Elam. Thank you. All right, so it's kind of heavy. Can you imagine every single day this lady had to go to the well, put the pot down with a rope, and pull the water up, and oh, it was such hard work. But you know what? Jesus came around, and he started talking to this lady. And he said, "What about if I gave you water, living water, so you'll never be thirsty again?" So she thinks to herself, "Well, shoot, that would be really great, because I won't have to come to the well if I have living water all the time." And do you think Jesus was really talking about water? Or do you think he was talking about something else?
Something else.
What do you think, Viv?
I think he was saying to her that
my dog stinks. That
he was trying to tell her that you should be grateful that you have water, because if you didn't have water, then you will be thirsty so much.
Okay. And if you don't have water, you will probably die. You didn't want to say that part. Okay. But what it is that he's saying is that Jesus was the living water. And that meant that if you believe in him because he died on the cross for you, you would have that living water inside of you, and you would go to heaven and be with him. And she said, "Well, give me that water." And he said, I am that living water, and if you believe in me, then you will be in heaven with me, and you are saved from your sins. So let's, you know, when you have a good glass of water or a bottle of water or whatever, remember that Jesus is the living water, so you'll never really be thirsty again in your heart. Okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for being our living water and washing us through our baptism, that we are being saved every moment of every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
For this, the third Sunday in Lent, Old Testament reading is from Exodus. All the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore, the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people grumbled against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the quarreling of the people of Israel, and because they tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Here I raise my hand. take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
The epistle is from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand.
To the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abiding in steadfast love.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the 6th hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty forever. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, where the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us speak together the words of the Apostles' Creed, a summary of our Christian faith and reminder of our baptism. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated for the hymn.
As
My family and I are transitioning to the Franklin area. I've been learning a little bit about Macon County each day as much as I can. Now, being a North Carolina native, I am somewhat familiar with mountain weather and the occasional unpredictable nature of it. Recently, though, I was looking at one of the websites that monitors water rainfall and water for the areas. And I found out that we seem to do pretty good with rain, don't we, here in Macon County? It's raining today, and that would stand to reason because we're in a rainforest, right? I learned that you normally think of a rainforest being in the Amazon or some faraway place, but believe it or not, we all live in a rainforest. So overall, North Carolina seems to be doing pretty well. Most of the state is doing pretty well with rainfall and water. There's only about a quarter of the state facing abnormally dry conditions. So we seem to be doing pretty good with water, with the presence of water in our weather. Now, many of you folks have lived all around the country, probably, and maybe even parts of the world. So I'd like for you to take just a moment to remember a time, though, when you experienced heat and drought conditions. Maybe you were living in a place where it was oppressive, it was hot, maybe it was humid, maybe it was dry. And in some cases, some of you may have had animals or land to take care of during that time. Think about this memory and reflect on how important a drink of water is, or how water is to the land, the animals, even to yourself. And how a simple drink of water quenches our thirst, and how the rain replenishes the earth. Needing a drink of water occasionally isn't foreign to us. Nothing beats a nice cold glass of lemonade, tea, or a nice cold glass of water on a hot day. Think about that time while you're doing that. I'm going to take a drink of water. That's so nice, isn't it? Oh, that's right. You don't have one. Okay, well, but imagine being thirsty. Imagine being in drought conditions. And it can be pretty bad sometimes, can it? And how you can imagine that thirst, that pang of thirst that you have. Well, the text for the message today from the Gospel of John gives us some dialogue here between Jesus and a woman, and about this topic of water. So grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And in this conversation that Jesus has with this Samaritan woman while she's fetching water, you see, takes place after he has just come a far piece himself. It's hot and he's traveled a long way. He's thirsty, Jesus is. And being fully human and fully God, but the human, he is thirsty. So he understands thirst. And he takes the time, though, to ask an enemy, if you will, for a drink of water. Suffice it to say, we're never told that the woman actually drew water for Jesus. We don't have that recorded. But we do know that this woman was taken aback. You see, Samaritans were not looked upon favorably among the Jews. And this woman knew this. And so did Jesus. And so she's taken aback. You are a self-righteous Jew, and you're looking to me, a vile Samaritan and woman on top of that. You're looking to me for help to get a drink of water. I thought you folks didn't want to have anything to do with us. You see, for the moment, this woman didn't know who Jesus was. See, he sounded and looked like any other Jew she had encountered. Get away from me. Generally, they're pretty snooty. Now, does Jesus get offended? Does he leave her, or does he come back with some mean response? No. You see, we might do that when our egos are bruised or when we're offended, but not Jesus. He sets aside the need for his drink of water, needing water for thirst, and he patiently and lovingly teaches this woman about the free gift of living water. Water that is able to truly quench a person's spiritual thirst for eternity. When she hears of such an amazing gift, she does just as Jesus had said and immediately asks for a drink of this amazing, life-giving, living water. However, what she's asking for, she probably still doesn't fully understand. But yet she is somewhat smart here. She knows that Jesus is talking about something that's more than just simple water drawn from a well, that this is something a lot bigger and far greater. Something beyond material water. What exactly this living water is, she doesn't know for sure, but this is not a simple woman. She's astute, but she has some idea about what he's talking about, but not fully. What she knew, that what Jesus was freely offering to her had the ability with just one drink to quench all of her thirsts in life. So she knew this much. So what exactly is Jesus talking about? What exactly is the gift of this living water? Well, one way to address it might be to ask yourself the question, what do you thirst for in life? What do you thirst for in life? You see, the thirst that Jesus was getting at with this woman is the same thirst that affects each and every one of us in our lives. And it goes far beyond the body's natural calling for hydration. What causes you to thirst in life? For what do you thirst in life? Is it power, intellect, riches, status, old cars? For those of you who don't know, that's one of my weaknesses, old cars. Don't let my wife, she's here today, so I gotta be careful. Old cars. But on a more serious note, what do you thirst for? You see, many things contribute to our sinful thirst in life. And what do when we get thirsty, folks? Ha ha, we quench that thirst, right? So I go out and buy an old car. Yeah. Not always with permission. But think of the job. Think of the power. Think of the status. Think of the things for which you thirst. And you are going to fulfill that thirst. See, each and every one of these things we seek out to try and quench our sinful thirsts in life. To try to give us peace. To try to bring for us some assurance of security or some assurance that things will be okay in our lives. And what happens? You want more and more. Right? You want more and more. One old car isn't enough. We got to have two, three, four. Money's not enough. I got to have hundreds, thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Fill in the blank for yourselves. We may find that things temporarily address the thirst. Yep. But it comes back, doesn't it? Thirst comes back, doesn't it? It's like having that nice glass of cold water on a scorching day. Yep, you'll drink it. You're going to need more. Drink another glass, going to need some more. Yep. That's what happens in life. We try to quench our spiritual thirsts with material things, and that doesn't work well, because there's always the need for more and more and more. None of these things that we seek out in life can ever give us the peace and that assurance that surpasses all understanding. None of these things can ever see us through into eternal life. We can't buy our way or collect our way or work our way. None of these things can quench the sinful thirst that was part of us, each and every one of us, as sinners from birth and enemies of God. Enemies of God. So this is why Jesus came into the world. He came down from heaven to take on our fallen and sinful flesh. And that includes pains and temptations and thirsts that are associated with and belong to our flesh. He suffered all of our physical and mental tribulations that we do in our everyday life. And he did what we could never do. He led a perfect life that is demanded of God's law. Demanded of God's law. And he never gave in, not once. Never. He never gave in to the thirsts of the flesh that plague each and every one of us from the moment that we're born to the moment that we die. And in taking all of our pain, and in taking all of this upon himself and suffering, took all of our sinful thirsts upon himself to the cross. We'll read here in a few weeks. Jesus is hanging on the cross. Remember in one account, I thirst. I thirst. How could he not thirst? He had the sins of thirsts of all of us, of all people, placed upon himself. Our thirsts, our pains, are with him on that tree. And in taking those sinful thirsts upon himself, he's won for us the free gift of eternal life, that living water that never stops, the living water leading to salvation, the living water which brings us to our Heavenly Father. You see, this is the free gift of living water that Christ has for each and every one of us and for all people in the world. Jesus is in our midst every day, holding out to all the fallen people of this world his free gift of living water, his free gift of eternal life with him. We cannot, by our own reason or strength, quench the thirst of sin that separates us from God, which is exactly why Christ and Christ alone comes to us and freely gives us this gift of life. And because of the one single death, death on the cross, he provides for us this living water leading to eternity for us. And how can this be? How can this be, that one drink of living water given to us by Christ himself becomes a living and life-sustaining spring of water within the life of each and every one of us as Christians? How can this be? The spring is welling up in us. It's never ending. Never runs out. How can this be? See, the living water of this gospel promise of eternal life, is consumed day in and day out with our saving faith, that great gift of saving faith given to us through the working of the Holy Spirit. Saving faith hears this words of God's law cutting to the bone, just like the woman at the well did hear this cutting to the bone of God's law in her life as Jesus and she dialogued about her marital and living arrangements. But saving faith doesn't despair. It does not despair. It looks to and it drinks in the life-giving waters of Christ's living water. Saving faith knows the life-giving gift of Christ. It holds fast to God's promise that his living water will sustain us throughout all eternity. And saving faith does not look to any other source in life to quench the thirst that can only be quenched in the life-saving, living water of Christ and his all-atoning victory. A victory won for us by Christ himself. A victory that we receive in baptism and it wells up in our lives even now. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God grant you this saving faith so that you may continually return to him and his living water of life. To Christ alone, the living water of God made flesh, who himself gives us his gift of living water. To him alone be glory, praise, and honor. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
I invite the congregation to stand as we continue with the prayer of the church on page 7 of your worship folder. I also invite you to turn to the back of your worship folder where we have names listed of those whom we lift up. You may also lift up silently during our time of prayer together. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord of hosts, you have brought us to dwell in your house and called us to worship you in spirit and truth. Receive our praise and hear our prayers that we would leave this place satisfied with your living water. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of hosts, you have made us righteous through Jesus Christ and made peace with us by his cross. Lead us to embrace our suffering in faith as they shape us in his image and prepare us to behold your glory in heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of hosts, bless the nations of the world that both citizens and authorities would seek justice, peace, and the common good of all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of hosts, help the sick and suffering, especially those who desire our prayers this day. Pam and Dorothy, Eleanor, Les, Glenn and Sue, Mike, Carl, Steve, Tom, Jackie, Ken, Susan, and those whom we lift up to you now silently in our hearts and minds, Lord.
Surround them with your love in Christ, and according to your gracious will, heal them. Comfort all those who mourn, and fill the hearts of those with the certain hope of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord of hosts, we pray for a Great Beginnings preschool staff and families. Protect and guide us each day as we minister to these children and families. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of hosts, this broken world is racked with destruction, whether it be caused by wars or weather events or cataclysmic events, disease, famine, poverty, all the sins and the brokenness of this world, Lord. For there are many. We lift up to you those folks on our hearts who are suffering through these calamities, who are facing these trials of life. May you bring to them living water, Lord, through you, and encourage and energize us to be your hands and feet among the people of our community, our state, our nation, and our world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord of hosts, we pray for missionaries and churches, especially Alan, Lindsay, and Josie. We pray for Pastor Josu and members of Grace Lutheran in Haiti. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Continue to be with our service personnel, Ryan and Andy, as well as those who serve in law enforcement and first responders and fire, medics and EMS, all these folks who serve us daily, Lord. May they serve with wisdom and justice. Keep them safe in their service to us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord of hosts, grant us safe haven at your altar, that we who bear the weight of this world and its sorrows would always long for your courts and the blessings you have prepared for those who sing your praise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, to you all hearts are open and all sins are known. Strengthen our hearts by your grace, that we who daily sin much would make confession boldly and then joyfully receive your precious word of absolution. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the offerings. They may be placed in the plates at either of our exits here and entrances, or be mailed to the church office through U.S. mail. We remain standing as we sing together the offertory. With you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying,
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
We continue on our worship folder, page 12, with the dismissal. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul till life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through this same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. We
serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.